me, I grew up in California, and I love the sunshine. But, you know, I don't like people try to avoid the sunshine because you're a melanoma.
Yep.
I wonder if that has some effect on how much vitamin D you get.
Tremendously.
Somebody told me that you only need is about 5 minutes of sunshine a day.
Yep, which is so. Totally incorrect. I got a big chart about that.
Is that,
good. Yep. That's extremely common rumor, myth. And it is correct if you're young, low weight, white skinned, plenty of crater in the summer. A few caveats. When you get all those, 5 minutes is fine. However,
I go to the Portland every year for the blue stuff,
the water stuff, blue stuff. And I'm out between
10 and
20 days in a row. But I try to
cover
up
as much as I can, wear a big straw hat, cover my face and my head, my arms as much as I can.
You'll see a graph about that.
Yeah.
So no, that's a piece of corn. Pea. Just to give you the size. Corn and pea. Just to give you. Nah. This is a chart I ran across talking about what things are good for you. And one person made an analysis of some 10,000 different published studies on different things, like vitamin D, green tea, folic acid, vitamin C, vitamin A, and on and on and on. And the ones at the top of the list here are the ones that have the best proof that they actually work. And vitamin D is off in the right-hand corner. Greg, there is a person who got me started in vitamin D about a year and a half ago.
By the way, I
read
when Carol came back from the trip, and I said, you
started the ball. Yeah, someone got him going. So, as a result of that, I've spent almost 2,000 hours now studying vitamin D in the last year and a half. And I've got 10 times larger vitamin D website than any other website in the world. So this is
the vitamin D is up on the top list and on the bottom list.
For different things.
Oh,
and so we'll get to that in a minute as to what it's good for. People had started finding out 50 years ago that various diseases varied a lot with latitude. That is to say, when you're at the equator, it had very little amount of the disease. And as you get off into further away from the equator, either to the south or to the north, you have more of the disease. Diabetes is one of those. Muscular dystrophy. Multiple sclerosis, is another one. Dental caries, seasonal affective disorder, a few other odds and ends vary tremendously with how far you are away from where there's a lot of sun. This is an example where, so that was 50 years ago. Here's a fast forward to what's happening right now around the world. They did a study and found out for diabetes as to if you take extra amount of vitamin D, and in this particular study they had people were taking 2,000 IUs of vitamin D versus less than 2,000 or less than 2,000 and versus none. And the ones that had the 2,000 or more IUs of vitamin D had four times less diabetes. That's one of about 50 studies in diabetes and vitamin D.
Now that's type 1.
That's type 1. Type 2, it's a very similar thing.
Okay.
At the end of this, I'll show you a lot of other. Here's the one with multiple sclerosis. The color is a smile graph because it's a large. At the bottom, the toothy kind of smile when you're at the equator, and then things go up tremendously, factor of 5 or 10, as to how much more multiple sclerosis there is as you get further from the equator. So around here in western Washington, there's a lot more than, say, in California, and far, far more than at the equator. Here's a particular thing where they're talking about multiple sclerosis and looking at getting people convinced that vitamin D actually helps with multiple sclerosis, as an example. It helps with a few other diseases, but this is an example where they're going from when they first got some ideas this might help, and they had people just hanging out in the sunshine some more. Darn, that seemed to help a bit. Then they tried various other things, and they went through various trials here, and then getting more and more, they refer to this as a mountain of evidence. I guess there's over 100 studies on multiple sclerosis. And they're getting to the point now of really think that's a good thing to do. Now, although I'm very much into vitamin D, UV actually looks like is even a better treatment for multiple sclerosis than vitamin D. So hedge my bets, and I get the Sun Tan, and I also get the vitamin D.
Okay, now having been said, people age 70 or over have lost 70% of their ability to make vitamin D from the sun. So
yeah.
If you're over 70,
you'll see a big chart about that in a moment. Here's one thing that also I do in the winter. Full sunlight bulb includes UV. I just have that over my bed, and it's a nice way of getting a little sun in the winter.
Also, it's much cheaper to buy the tanning thing or some of the other items.
Also much cheaper than being a snowbird and going to town. Most full-spectrum lamps do not have UV. They're legally not allowed to have UV. You have to buy... This one is a turtle lamp. Or not. It's an iguana lamp. Here's what the Institute of Medicine was saying last November. Some of you have probably heard about it. That's how much vitamin D you should take. It's a rather conservative amount, but it's much better than it had been before. But they're having a limit of 4,000. They're unsure... smaller studies as to whether you should take more than 4,000. From all the studies I've looked at, 4,000 and more is a time, yeah?
What's the time frame?
Oh, this is per day.
Per day.
4,000 a day is a very good benefit, and that's sort of the upper limit now, so that's what I'm suggesting that everyone in the collection taking is 4,000 I use today. I happen to take much more, but 4,000 is nice. This is for increasing amount of vitamin D in your body, in your blood, as to how much decrease there is in the various breast cancer, renal cancer, diabetes, multiple sclerosis. I pack all our information on lots of different diseases into a single chart. Most people are just aware of rickets. And, yeah, if you have a certain amount of vitamin D, a very small amount of vitamin D, you won't get rickets. But if you get up a whole bunch more at 40 nanograms, you'll be hearing more about 40 in a minute. And you start to decrease those others tremendously. But, unfortunately, most people are way on down in here. In fact, for the elderly and the northern climates, it's about 90% of the people are less than this. This is another example of another disease. This was cancer, and they looked at 18. It's a little bit larger here. 1,800 women who were 66 years old, approximately, for 4 years, and they gave some of them calcium and vitamin D, and the others they didn't. And they just said, hey, how many of them die because of cancer? Or get cancer in this case, I guess. Not die, but get cancer. And they found it was down by a factor of 4. The amount of people in the 60s who got cancer, 4 times fewer of them got it who had the vitamin D. And this is case, one case was just 1,100 IUs of vitamin D each day. And it turns out if you get more and more, that you can get less and less. But this is just the 6th data point. It took me a while to understand that vitamin D varies tremendously as to how much vitamin D you should have for different conditions. And we're not at all to a point of everyone should have the same amount, but rather, it turns out as you get older, as Dwight was mentioning, you need, well, this is slightly different, you need more vitamin D because your body doesn't absorb it as well. And with latitude, as we mentioned, with the multiple sclerosis and diabetes and such, you get further and further away from the equator, so you should get some more. The season, as you can imagine, in the summer season, you don't eat as much as you do in the winter and fall. As you get more heavier and heavier, it turns out that vitamin D, along with vitamin A and a couple of others, are fat-soluble, and darn if it doesn't go right into the fat and doesn't get available to the blood. So if you're overweight, indication you need more and more vitamin D. Skin color, one way of looking at it is it's a permanent sort of suntan or sunscreen. As you get darker and darker, then you need more, if you have darker and darker skin, you need more vitamin D. Also, if you avoid the sun. This is just a little out to my webpage. That's the number of different topics that I'm dealing with. There's about 50 items underneath each one of those topics in vitamin D. For liver and lupus, migraine, multiple sclerosis, obesity, pain killing, Parkinson's disease, psoriasis, community, hypertension. And they vary with how sure we are about does it really help. It varies from a rumor level up to much higher. Yes.
Yeah.
right here, he's mentioned there's been a great number of studies in terms of for seniors, that if you take more vitamin D, it helps you in a tremendous number of different ways, in addition to building stronger bones, which people have known about for a long time. But it's also very good for improving your balance. It turns out that, I've got some many charts I can show you, that your reaction time with your muscles are faster with vitamin D than if you don't have vitamin D. And this helps because if you're starting to fall down, you have a chance of catching yourself. So there's been a lot of studies along those lines, and that's one of the highly recommended things to reduce falling and reduce fractures. It does both. My father-in-law is taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, and he still has macular degeneration and various other things. It seems to be helping there. And there's,
by the way, we're celebrating his 99th birthday next week.
Wow. He's doing very, very well. Very. He's a 140.
Bart's mom has that, and we have a real particular interest in that.
Yep. On any of the things we're discussing, I've got whole large web pages and sections on vision, for instance. Not for a camera. Here is one study that was done in Germany of mortality and vitamin D. It's somewhat similar to that cancer one we saw earlier, but this was looking at all forms of death and looking at how much vitamin D that the person was having. And here's increasing amount of vitamin D along this chart, up to about 40, which I'd mentioned before. And here's the decreased death rate from all forms of dying. And you see it decreased tremendously, a 4-to-1 difference here, approximately 5-to-1 difference as you take more and more vitamin D.
One of the issues we see in some of the older folks is colon cancer. If you take a blood level of 55 or about the vitamin D, it reduces your chance of colon cancer by over 60%.
Wow. I've got a much more complex chart than this, but this is the one I concentrated for the elderly seniors as to what the interactions are of vitamin D. If you have problems with the liver, problems with gut absorption in your gut, you have air conditioning being indoors, et cetera, it decreases the amount of vitamin D you have, and particularly gets bad with diabetes and obesity. There's a vicious circle that the more overweight you are or the more diabetic you are, it turns out you absorb even less of the vitamin D, and so that gets worse and worse and worse. That's the vicious circle. Here's a chart I put together about a year ago, basically saying that if you have less sun, it decreases the amount of vitamin D in your body, and then that makes for more disease. So here's the case that we've had of the items in which we have very strong proof, many, many, many studies for cancers of prostate, breast cancer, bladder cancer, skin cancer, osteoporosis, rickets, multiple sclerosis, fractures, and falling in the elderly, as we mentioned earlier. So those for sure, I can guarantee you, it's good for. Now, there's associated things that they were kind of noticing that this is the case, but they haven't gone to having a random controlled trial yet of the vitamin D. So that's depression, diabetes, influenza, kidney, birth problems, the seasonal affective disorder, pancreatic cancer, many, many more items there. Yeah? It helps with a battered child. It turns out that there's been an increase in people being accused of battering their child. Going down the stairs, and the kids have broken bones. Well, it turns out that most of those cases, they're having the broken bones because they didn't have enough vitamin D, and the bones were very weak, even as a child. And so they end up, I've got many examples of this, unfortunately, which the parents are put into prison because they were battering their children. And they weren't at all.
But does it have effects on, let's say, somebody's anger issue that might cause some of the bad?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, on autism, my co-author, the book on autism and vitamin D got published about a month ago.
And then go back to the features, because what you need to emphasize if you have a mission is why people are getting less sun these days in the last 40 years.
Another whole show that I'll mention, that there's actually, during the last 40 years, there's 11 reasons that we've gotten less vitamin D around the globe from the sun, one of which is just avoiding the sun. It just is spending less time outdoors, or when you are outdoors, being more covered up because you're afraid of skin cancer. Well, it actually turns out that it's the ratio, as you decrease the likelihood of getting skin cancer, you increase the factor of 1,000 of getting the other cancers inside of the body. But the dermatologists are concerned about the inside one. They're only concerned about the outside one. By the way, there are some good ways of dealing with getting some sun without having skin cancer. I can talk about those a lot. You were asking the question as we started, it's often people hear 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day in the sun is enough. But as I've mentioned, yes, that's enough. If you're at the equator, and you're young, and you're white-skinned, and you're not overweight. However, and you're nude. But now, I just made up a little chart yesterday saying that, okay, here's if you're wearing shorts, or if you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt, or wearing short sleeves, or just have your hands and face available. And then, okay, let's say you're in San Diego, or Yuma, or places south, and you're in those cases, and you're young, no one here, and in the summer, so we don't have talking on all cylinders here, but it would be 42 minutes if you walk around dressed like that in San Diego and you're young to get enough vitamin D. Right? And that's lying down, excuse me. It turns out that since the sun's right up there, just you're walking along, you're not getting a lot of sun on you. You have to be lying down in order to get sun. So here's more realistic. If, let's say you're standing up, walking around, and you're in the north, but you're not seniors. You haven't gotten to that yet. This is the number of minutes you need to be for the very clothing effects that you have. You're talking about 28 minutes up to 168 minutes if you're up around here and you're young and walking around. But now, if you're older, well, that's what Dwight was mentioning of needing more, a factor of 3. Your body's very unforgiving here, didn't do the right thing. But as you get older, you get less vitamin D from the skin. So the same, you know, one arm, a young hand, a young person, and another one, an older person, 3 times less for the older person. So here's how long you have to spend if in the north and senior. And you're standing up. Talk about 84 minutes. Let's walk around with shorts, or like I am right now, more than 2 hours to be walking around out in the park, like this during the summer, to get enough vitamin D.
And that's 11 to 2.
That's the hot time of day. Clouds don't count. Don't even try. But if you're dealing with some people, many seniors are kind of dressed like that. There goes my camera again. So it gets to be an absurd amount of time. There's not that much time in the day in which it comes up, 500 minutes. Yeah?
Are you saying that there's times some sun doesn't kill us if we're in the south in the wintertime?
There's snowbirds. I did a little analysis for snowbirds as to, it's not bad. Cost a little bit to drive down there and come back each time. I don't do that. But pretty good. The yellow and orange area is when there's a moderate amount of UV or a high level of UV. You can see the yellow band in here. So if you are a typical snowbirder coming up here, you spend the fall and winter, spring in, not bad stuff. Then you come up here, and you're still in the yellow and orange. And so that helps a lot than staying around here. But you didn't get the summer type, or you didn't get the really high peak of the equator where you get the 7 minutes of being out, and it's enough. When we went down to Singapore a couple months ago, 7 minutes was enough. Right near the equator. A lot of people talk about the toxicity of vitamin D, and they're saying, we should be careful about having too much. And so I thought about looking at the various studies in which there had been some toxic reactions to having vitamin D. No one died as a result of this. And in most cases, all they did is say, hey, don't do anything for 2 months, and it went down, and there's no problem at all. They don't have to do anything special. But at 10,000 IUs, you can basically do it forever. This is the number of weeks in which you can, the number of weeks in which you can have this level. Now, if you're at, if you happen to take 50,000 IUs daily, after 8 weeks, they were noticing some people with problems. And then likewise, there's various other numbers here, but down at the 4,000 level, which I'm suggesting to people in the park, there's never, ever been any instance of a problem like that. I should, gotta be a little careful. One person in 300 has an allergic reaction to vitamin D. So it's good to try a little bit of vitamin D first and see how much you need. And then after about 2 or 3 days, if I'm doing okay, you're not one of the 300, proceed on. So I do take that little caveat of being a little careful about it.
And what kind of allergic reaction? Are you talking about eyes?
It's eyes, skin reaction, diarrhea. Just the normal person, this isn't feeling right.
Yeah, all that's serious. There's room built in. Too much stuff there.
Well, diarrhea
ain't no fun. You take one study and you found 10,000 units of vitamin D a day, if your blood level was 20. You take 10,000 a day for 4 months to get you up to 50. So, no, there's a lot of room.
They interact tremendously. Some of the researchers, I'm not quite to that level, they take 10,000 in the winter in this kind of climate, and then they bring it down to 5,000 during the summer, figuring that you're getting more from the sun. The half-life?
Yeah, I know it's 25 days or so.
The,
but what about your serum level? Have you ever seen
a... Yeah, I've got lots of charts.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah,
Mike, you're talking about taking vitamin D. Is there not... I take some vitamins that are time released. Are you... Does vitamin D come time release, and is there a benefit to that?
No, it doesn't. It's actually... The body stores it up so doggone much. There's been a huge number of studies in which they have the people just eat once a month. And that was just fine because the body averages out. But I was a little uncomfortable with that because most of those studies were for preventing diseases. Well, it turns out it also was very good for treating diseases and for various other things, not getting the body going up and down all the time. I just recommend more like once a week instead of once a month.
So is it okay just to take one vitamin D a day? And then
sure. In fact,
it sound like water soluble.
No, it's not soluble.
Okay.
So, for instance, I'd recommend, here's just a concept I had for having a blister pack of vitamin D, in which you have, this one. Just one pill you take once a week to have all the vitamin D you need for the week. And there's these inside of a blister pack, once per week, a little thing there, and then you have it in your rig showing. And you look there, and you can, it's fairly obvious when you push the thing through when it's empty, and you notice, have I taken my vitamin D for the week? And that's a lot easier to take care of. I've struggled with trying to take vitamins and minerals myself on a regular basis for 20 years. I've always failed to remember that. A couple of days later, oh, did I take it? Or so this is a good way of remembering, I think. No. So that was the vitamin D issue. At the 4,000 level that I'm talking about, you could just go with that, and that's fine. If you want to do more than that, and I strongly recommend it, then you should be looking at some of having the cofactors of magnesium, calcium, vitamin K2, and a few other odds and ends. And those come in. Okay, here's the vitamin D. Vitamin D comes in a bunch of different ways. The one little tablet, pop it in the mouth once a day or once a week. It also comes in a sublingual. That you can put under your tongue. And it just dissolves under the tongue. Tastes like apricot.
You don't want to swallow
it. No, you can swallow it. In fact, I'm doing that right now. But for some people, for myself until about age 30, I couldn't swallow a pill. And then finally learned about swallowing tea. And so it comes in different forms. Sublingual is one way, liquid is another, spray is another. They're all about 5 cents a day. But the cofactors of the there's a whole assortment of cofactors that I was mentioning, of the magnesium and the calcium, and I looked at all the different cofactors that are available. And there's a couple of different companies that have all the cofactors you need as a single pill once a day. Probably. I haven't looked. And then Rachel, for instance, was having some problems with a hip pressure, I think it was. And then so I gave her, but she was very against having pills. So I had her use the UV lamp, and she was against pills, and just liquid cofactors. It helps tremendously for rebuilding the bones. So got her off her problems very, very quickly. About four of you in here right now, I've mentioned vitamin D2 in the past, and you've been taking it, and there's been various others, I think a total of about 12 or 15 right now, are taking this 4,000 level of vitamin D. Sometimes 2,000, because the doctors are still going to the doctor and says, oh, that's 4,000 is too much. But no, this rule, as I showed you there, 4,000 is okay. But anyway, I recommend suggest taking 4,000.
My impression is most doctors don't know diddly about nutrition.
That's, yeah.
My impression.
Your impression is
right on.
I get in at least 16 to 17 hours of continuing medical education a year. There were seminars in Washington, Oregon, and other places. And in the last 3 years, I have not been to a single all-day or two- or three-day seminar in which they did not mention the topic covered on vitamin D.
Wow.
Here's one from a seminar I went to Oregon last year for a whole hour just on vitamin D.
Wow.
That having been said, there are many doctors who got their eyes and ears closed anyway. They got the mind made up. Don't confuse them with facts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that. Yeah. Not my colleagues, but there are some that are like that.
Yeah, a lot of the training.
Many of us are professionals. What you learned while going through school, that's kind of what you hang on to as you're going through your profession. Doctors are the same way.
And maybe you think they'd be interested in why you kind of hit the ball on that. This is another word I told you, casually, that my back chronic fracture had gotten better, and I came across a paper that just said that 95% of people with back problems had some sort of resolution when they had asked about what was going on. I told Henry this.
Wow.
And then he started to take it, and
I felt better in lots of different ways. I had a neck problem and various others, various little odds and ends. Pains are all gone. So there's another whole section I haven't talked about here. Vitamin D is got lots of places where it's good for preventing various diseases. It's also looking pretty good for treating some diseases. And of the non-disease sort, pains, it's really good. Such that I could not guarantee anyone in here who would take that. The suggestion of the 4,000 I use vitamin D, you will feel less pain in 1 month. From virtuous various will take some pain. That's the right.
I'm overweight and I've got diabetes, and boy, my feet
are sore all the time. But yep.
I'm okay. I'm not
going to
lose them, but
I'd like to
get rid of that pain.
You can. That's
something that might help.
Yeah, wanted to show you. Many doctors take the idea when they check the person, see how much vitamin D they have, and sometimes it's not even measurable. Then they say, "Whoa, let's just not take 4,000. Let's give you a booster shot." Of the vitamin D. Here's the booster shots, the levels that they're giving in the United Kingdom right now. And there's a big variety, but it just shows you, here's the total amount of vitamin D that they give to the person to get them up to speed. talking 300,000, 200,000 up to 700,000 IUs of vitamin D to get you rolling along. And there's a fair amount of a large disparity between, well, how much did you actually have? Well, many of them just say, hey, oof, take a whole bunch and go for it. I'm actually totally against that. I say, take a small amount, wait a couple of days, make sure you're not one of the 300. Ah, good. Okay, now I can take a bunch. But you want to check with the body rather than, here, have 100,000. And the body says, ah!
So,
yes.
Do you take a vitamin D pill?
Yes.
Is that all inclusive?
It's
the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 vitamin D?
Actually, it's 2 through 6, the ones that they know of. Vitamin D3 is the only one. It's the primary one that's available now in most of the stores. They don't even sell it. When you buy a pill, over the counter, most likely, 90% chance it's vitamin D3.
That's okay.
Yeah. D3 has got some problems. It's not as efficient. Some people find that if you take the D2, it actually decreases the vitamin D level in the body. Other little odds and ends. So D2 isn't very good. The milk producers have been converting over. About half the milk you get now has vitamin D3 in it. Not very much. It's about 100 IUs per cup. Yeah.
How about cheese or other dairy things like yogurt?
Very little. Yeah. You can buy. Oh, God, that brings up. Forever on this. Brings up. Brings up. That. What do I call it? Free range lard. There we go. That's what I call it. Free range lard. Pigs that have been out in the sun, down in the south, for 500 IUs per teaspoon of their lard. And so. Now, I can totally understand why people used to cook with lard a lot. It was very good for them. But nowadays, if the pigs are indoors, you don't get that.
Those of us that are taking calcium with vitamin D, do we just add enough vitamin D to come up to the 4,000?
There have been some studies that if you're taking too much calcium with the vitamin D, you run into some problems. You don't want to take more than about 750 milligrams, or a little bit less. Yeah, so... 1600 will be, I got the chart kicked and shuffled, but that is too much to have along with the vitamin D because it gives you, vitamin D greatly increases your absorption of calcium. So much so that equivalently in your body, we're used to prescribing 1600 milligrams of vitamin of calcium because people didn't have much vitamin D in their body. So if you have enough vitamin D in your body, that's an equivalent to you of about 5,000. So you kind of want to tone it down. There's a similar problem for chemotherapy. Vitamin D helps tremendously for chemotherapy, which is a big problem if your doctor doesn't decrease your chemotherapy level. Because if you're on chemotherapy and you're taking the vitamin D, it makes the chemotherapy about three times more effective, three times more likely to die of the chemotherapy drug, because they've got it kind of balanced. So only if they can tone your chemotherapy dose down should you take the vitamin D.
I'm not focused on the computer at the beginning of the year.
I've got a nice chart to show that I would recommend reducing the calcium down to about 750, so you can take as much vitamin D as you want. And you'll get far better effect on your bones and osteoporosis by lowering the calcium and increasing the vitamin D.
So you're saying that the minimum amount of vitamin D you should be taking 4,000 a day?
Yes.
I know when I was diagnosed with low vitamin D, they gave me 8 weeks super food. I don't remember what the big dosage was. The big dosage,
yep.
One pill a week.
Yep.
And then after the 8 weeks, then...
It was most likely this, because the common prescription that they give for a weekly dose is 50,000 IUs. It used to be prescription only. It's available on the internet now.
Where do you have med buying?
At the level here of QFC, just fine. Right? They've got it at 2,000, so take two of those a day. That's great. My barber was having some problems with his hip, so I was recommending that helped him. there's other places which are less expensive. The price on the internet works out about 5 cents per pill per day, or about 10 cents for the week. Yeah, Judy. Not to my knowledge at all. I have no recollection in the, I can look it up, in the 4,000 pages I have on vitamin D of niacin being mentioned there at all.
You've written a book about this.
Yeah, on autism and vitamin D. I'm currently going through the one on vitamin D itself, the e-book. Book-wise, I guess about 10 books on vitamin D, but there are 2 books that are fairly good on vitamin D. This one's available as a PDF file, electronically available for $5, or you can buy it in a hard copy, it's $11. And another researcher in the vitamin D area, he had a nice book that's, I guess it's $22. And then there's other little toys. Here's a little thing that, a little white bar on here turns purple. And the degree of purpleness is proportional to how much UV it's had in the last 5 minutes. So it's just a way of, I wonder if there's some UV out there. Oh, yeah, there is.
Can you do tea on there?
No, no. Shine on.
Yeah. Kind of worried about barbecue and bacon.
Actually, that's what I was using this for, to make sure how much. I was saying, I wasn't sure this was going to be here, and I'm, oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, you were talking about the book there, that vitamin D solution is available at the library.
Good.
I just read it last week after talking to you.
Oh, good.
And it has a lot of the same information that you presented.
I probably have 40 of his professional papers also on the website that you can look at. You can look it up by just typing in my name, Henry Lahore, and vitamin D. It's within a couple of clicks of the front page of Google. We did it that way. What? Start taking? November of 2009. Yeah, when he told me about it.
I started the year before
2008. And I thought I was fairly fanatical about taking different vitamins and since I have a spreadsheet of how much you should take every day. Now my suggestion to virtually everyone is forget all the rest of those things, just take the vitamin D. Even though I know what the benefits are of those, if you're going to take only one, let it be vitamin D.
There's not a year for me to get really positive results from that issue.
You're thinking about this.
Well, no, I've taken 10,000. I remember my I since going into the analytical analysis, I found out that your skin generally stops producing at 1,000. So I have that for safety factor.
Right.
So that would be good ticket.
Yep. The body has, if you went through the skin approach, if you're out there turning brown every day, the maximum you get is about 20,000. And because the body, that's a little too much and starts eroding away any excess.
Natural limiting factor.
I did a little bit. The 4,000 level, that's for the average person here for the, when you're overweight and you need more, because as I said, it goes, you take the vitamin D in either this way or this way, and it goes into the fat rather than into the bloodstream. And so you need to take more than the 4,000 if you're... I only have about 4,000 subjects to talk about, but we'll talk about that one right now. Losing weight. There's been many studies, random controlled trials, in which they had some overweight women, and they gave some of them vitamin D, and others they didn't. 30% of the women who were overweight who took the vitamin D lost 20 pounds within 2 months. The others didn't change. Don't know why. So, it's a good thing to give a try for losing weight. but don't know. That particular one, I think, was 2,000. I can look it up here in a minute.
Is that a
spouse
of men?
Nope, they haven't done a trial with men. It doesn't mean it's not going to work with men, it's just that they haven't done any trials. Women would be more concerned about weight than men. People are getting triggered in all these different directions. Canada now has almost uniformly made it so that you can no longer get vitamin D tests because it's getting so popular. It increased to factor 10 in the last 10 years of the number of people getting vitamin D tests because they've been hearing about it. So what did the government do? They're stopping the testing. It's far less expensive to the whole country if they had enough vitamin D. And Canada, of course, has even worse case than we do. Which brings up the little thing of the cloudiness. They did a study of the cloudiest cities in the United States. The top 15, all 15 of them are in Western Washington. And then other little odds and ends that, you know, as I was growing up, I had growing pains. That's what my mom called them. Growing up in Seattle, we're fourth generation of Seattle, Seattle area, and I had growing pains, and what's going on here? Well, growing pains is another one of those smile charts that you get much more of it as you get further from the equator because it's a problem of the bone not being able to really grow fast enough because it doesn't have enough vitamin D in it. And dental problems, and on and on and on.
But on a serious note, Jefferson County and Island County and Washington have the longest lived population of the whole state. Jefferson County. And I don't know what it is, but a lot less air pollution.
Rick Rain Shadow helps too.
Lifestyle's a little more relaxed.
Exactly.
People are nicer.
You know, riot about this.
Oh. At the other end of Jefferson.
Look,
No, it's Jefferson Column and then Jefferson again. Yeah, it's a split county. It's a weird. Yeah.
Well, Henry, that's a very helpful
place to look. So, currently have about 1,000 people visiting the website per day, and I'm aiming for 100,000 per day, and it's available in 64 different languages. You just click on the language other than English, of course, and then it translates automatically to 64 other languages.
Yeah. You maybe covered this already, but how is there any effect with people taking warfarin?
There's no interactions up to my knowledge at all. And actually, if you take the vitamin K2, which is one of the cofactors, and the K2 and vitamin D are in here, it actually helps the warfarin. It makes it better. About 90 micrograms?
90 to 140 micrograms.
Yeah.
But I usually don't take vitamin K, though.
True. Vitamin K2 is kind of coming along. Falling behind vitamin D is being interesting thing. And so I've got about 10 pages on vitamin K2 now on the vitamin D website.
Did you say you have a bottle up there of the cofactors?
Yes.
And where does that
come from? Don't know. I got them at Seattle Supplements and also at Vitamin Shop and also online.
And that's what it's called?
Oh. The cofactors, there are other things that either help you absorb the vitamin D or help you with your bones with the vitamin D. It's they're both, I kind of combine them together. On the website, it talks about those separate layers too, which ones help you what. All of the cofactors of the vitamin K, magnesium, calcium, etc. are there, and also for people who lack it in liquid form, it's there. And I like to reduce my risk of the one not being right, but I can't alternate between the two. The one's probably just fine. Oh, well. Oh, sure. Have one. That's kind of nice.
That's 5,000. No, that's a vitamin C2 also, which is a very nice combination to have. Yeah.
My doctor in Arizona,
uh-huh.
who was from India.
Dark skin.
In my experience, speaking of doctors from India, are very, very sharp and open-minded and progressive.
Yeah. Also, I've got probably 25 different papers by doctors in India noticing a really bad problem with vitamin D deficiency. What's gotten bad recently in India and the whole Arab area and through that whole region where there's somewhat dark skin, they've recently been coming up the pay scale enough that they can have air conditioning. Instead of being outside in the shade, inside, not getting their vitamin D. And so they're really dark. They're even worse than us. In fact, the diseases that we're used to associating with winter, they're now getting in the summer. They're getting flus better in the summer because they're staying out of the hot sun so much now.
And they still get quite a bit of UV in the shade.
Yeah.
You don't have to be actually out in the
summer. Yeah, in the shade you get about one third amount as you get in the...
I'm quite great with the cleaning center today.
Yeah.
And played with a man who takes... Oh, they all three of them took 1,000 units.
Yeah.
The man was taking it for prostate.
Uh-huh.
The woman had just had a lot of heart surgery. And another one took 91 years old.
Ah.
And it's beautiful. It's all beautiful. It's just...
Unfortunately, statistically, the body consumes about 2,300 per day, so they're not even catching up with what's happening at 1,000. But that's it. There are a couple of places they won't get rickets, and there are a couple of places where they'll just start to nudge into getting some stuff. It'd be very unlikely that any kind of pain will get reduced because of it. And on prostate cancer, my recollection will probably get reduced by about 20% with that much. But if they had 4,000, it's reduced by a factor of 4. Yep. I didn't show any charts, but there's about 20 different charts that show the great decrease in amount of vitamin D that people have had around the world, whether they're seniors or dark-skinned or light-skinned or elderly or not. There's been a big decrease in the last 40 years due to the things I've mentioned there, the air conditioning and the fear of the sun getting cancer from the sun.
If you all have the pencils and papers. If you take 35 international units of vitamin D3 per pound of body weight, doesn't matter whether you're 2 years old or 100 years old, 35 international units per pound of body weight. That's your optimal, tolerable, optimal dose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a nice equation for dealing with overweight.
I was talking about getting tested to find out what your levels are, what kind of dose you
can. You can do that. My feeling, well, I'll talk about both sides of that. A lot of doctors recommend vitamin D tests. The test costs $40 to $100. Sometimes it's paid by insurance, sometimes not. The hassle of having to go to get the test instead of the other hassle. I kind of feel the vitamin D test is not necessary at all at the levels I'm talking about, the 4,000 I use. Because you can keep on taking that, and their main concern for having a vitamin D test, as it turns out, is not because they're fearing you're getting too much, but they're concerned you're getting too little. And so you might want to, if you're taking 4,000 IUs for a while, 6 months to a year from now, check in with the doctor and get the vitamin D test and see, oh, it hasn't gone up very much, or it has gone up a lot. And one thing I didn't show you there is that they did a test with some seniors, and they found at 1,600 IUs that 30% of seniors didn't get up into even having 30 nanograms of vitamin D, that they said that 1,600 wasn't enough to get them up to having enough. So I feel 4,000 is a good spot to be at. We'll get you up there. If you're really concerned about dealing with something more immediate, then look on the website or talk to your doctor about getting a booster shot of the vitamin D of having much more active. Make sure you're not one of the 300 that are allergic to it.
In line with what we're talking about here on vitamin D testing,
yeah.
Your low point typically will be in March, and your high point will typically be August, September. So if you're having a blood test in March, that is going to be probably your lowest point, and your highest point will probably be August, September.
Yep. Yeah, that's 4,000. Yeah. It doesn't have much vitamin. I don't know if it has any vitamin D.
It does.
But it does. Okay. But it's a small. It's a negligible amount. So it's primarily using up the cofactor. So you keep that and that. Yep. Yep. I've not looked there. It's probably there. I know it's at QSC because I bought it there.
Oh,
but Food Co-op most likely has it.
Yeah. I didn't think they had that many international units.
They will most likely have 2,000. Mm-hmm. So take two of those.
Wow. So will it help prosthetic knees my husband has? You can't walk. Have you had anyone have that luck?
In general, I didn't talk about it very much. For treatment, it needs much more than for prevention. The 4,000 level I was talking about was for prevention. And I've got a bunch of things I can show you right now. In terms of for treatment, I think it's more often than 2,000 to 4,000. Hop on over to our website and go to, here's my overview of osteoporosis. In addition, I've got a lot of things underneath there. So here's the larger. So that's the summary of everything which I have, about 10 pages underneath.
Which should not take, what's that?
Should not take, that's what I mentioned, shouldn't take more than about a gram of calcium. Because the calcium gets, the body deals with it a whole lot better when you have vitamin D.
Ooh, that's what I see. Well, my calcium has calcium and magnesium and vitamin D and zinc.
Yeah. But most likely the vitamin D level in there is 400.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, that's the common number that they used to have.
Anyway, and one of these, are you thinking of some of these at the library?
Yeah, I think someone mentioned that one was at the library.
Oh.